From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel launched what it termed its most powerful attacks against the Gaza's dominant Hamas group as militants in the Palestinian enclave fired dozens of rockets across the border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After consultations with the defense minister, the chief of staff, and Israel's top defense officials, we decided on powerful action against Hamas terrorism. Israeli armed forces delivered the most powerful blow against Hamas since the 2014 Gaza War. We will increase the intensity of our attacks as necessary. Two Palestinian teenagers were killed in one of the more than 40 airstrikes the Israeli military carried out in Gaza since Friday. The military said some 100 rockets were launched from Gaza at southern Israel. At least one person is dead, several others wounded after a siege on a Nicaraguan church where about 150 protesters, priests, and journalists took shelter after coming under attack by paramilitary forces. Tensions began with mass protest and a nationwide strike to protest the administration of President Daniel Ortega, who is accused by protesters of trying to stage a coup. Months of violence between the protesters and pro-government paramilitary forces has cost 300 lives. Haiti's prime minister has resigned after days of protest over the government's plan to increase the price of gasoline, diesel, and kerosene. The announcement led to riots that caused at least 4 deaths. The government ended up calling for the price increases off, but the potential and political upheaval resulted in a no-confidence vote in parliament. This is VOA News.